Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the Brian Stavely Show. We're here on the Last American Radio broadcast, as always. And, you know, I hope everybody out there had a great Thanksgiving. I had a good one. I got to go see my mother. I went down to the Cape to visit her. Got to see my grandparents, a couple of my uncles and aunts. And, you know, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? What does Thanksgiving mean to you? You know, before we dive into all the, the hard news of the day or whatever, what does Thanksgiving mean to you? Why is it special to you? For a lot of people, you know, there's probably a lot of different reasons. For me, I think it's special for me because, it's just, I don't get to see my whole family that often. And a lot of that's through fault of my own. I don't make enough trips down when I should. And the holidays is kind of like, you know, it's kind of like our time set aside. A special time set aside just for the family. That's why I like it a lot. I get to see my grandparents down the Cape, and, we get together, have a big meal. I have a lot of great cooks in my family, so it's never a really tough thing going over there to eat because there's always so much food. My mother cooks real good. My uncles, a couple of them are chefs. Thanksgiving is actually one of the holidays that I think really does bring family together. I think more than Christmas, because Christmas, it's become so capitalized. I was watching some videos earlier this morning, as a matter of fact, and I think I might even put one up on the blog, and if not, I'll put it up after the show. It was of people waiting for this Black Friday crap, all right? Now, these people are absolutely insane to go shopping, to spend their money. I saw these people behind these, like, you know how they have the roll-up doors? Like, you'll see them maybe at Fenway Park, or sometimes you'll see them at the mall. Usually they have the gates at the mall, like you can see through, kind of like the bars going across, but sometimes they're just like the steel roll-up doors. I was watching one Walmart, and the employees were behind the doors. As they started to roll it up a little bit, everybody started banging into the door, putting huge dents in it, and almost ran these people over. People are going to get hurt. I mean, seriously, people are really going to get hurt. I saw this other video of it, and the people from Walmart were trying to bring some items to the designated area, wherever they're bringing them. Say they're VCRs, Jesus, I just dated myself there, huh? Say they're DVD players, and they need to bring them to electronics. So the guy's wheeling them over on the flat thing, and he's just getting absolutely mobbed by customers, and they just start grabbing everything. They just start grabbing everything right off his little truck that he's pushing. They don't care. People are getting trampled. It's insane out there. I'm all set. You know, I was thinking last night that, you know, before I got home, like, oh, maybe I'll go to Walmart and get there at, like, midnight and go grab a TV for, like, $200. You know, they had some great deals, but I can't deal with that type of crowd. I don't know about you people, but I can't deal with those maniacs. Seriously. I don't really like being crowded too much in a tight space. I don't think Black Friday is the best idea for me. You know what I'm saying? Now, a lot of people love it, you know, you could save a lot of money, but there's a lot of hassle that goes with that. I couldn't even imagine going to the mall today. I couldn't even imagine dealing with the parking situation and all the ignorant people on the road trying to rush to get in there and the situation down at the mall. I've been to the mall on Black Friday before. It's not a pleasant experience. That kind of reflects on our society a lot, if you look how we act. We've become so, you know, consumerized. So we just got to have the latest gadget and, you know, we got to be in with the popular thing. And that's all people really care about. And it's kind of reflected a lot when you see these videos of the way people act at the mall to go and get these, you know, to get some of these products. And that's what Christmas has really become, isn't it? What's the meaning of Christmas now? It started as one thing, and now it's totally gone into, you know, the meaning of Christmas is, you know, be prepared to spend a whole bunch of dough on people and put yourself in a hole for about 6 months until you can dig out of it, and then just when you dig out of it, here comes Christmas again. That's pretty much what it's like, especially if you have kids, even one kid. I mean, it's a lot of money. Christmas is no joke. I think that people are just totally, I bet you half of the people don't even know what Christmas means. Like, what's it for? What it was, you know. And I'm not a religious person. You guys know that. But, I mean, there's some people that probably don't even know that, you know, it has anything to do with Jesus. They just probably think it's a shopping holiday. Seriously. You know, we're going to kind of go in a couple directions today. And I saw an interesting story on Natural News this morning. And it was about this white goo substance over turkey. Now, in this town called Delovasi, or, yeah, I guess that's how you would say it, Delovasi or Delovasi. It's just outside Istanbul, Turkey, which is the capital, okay? There's been this goo coming down from the sky. When I say goo, I mean like this jelly-type substance, okay? And it's been coming down like it's raining, this goo. And it's made tons and tons of people sick over there. And they were pretty much, you know, they don't know what it is, okay? People have been in and out of the emergency room. People are having all types of issues. And something like this, similar to this, actually happened in the United States. It, you know, it happened in the state of Washington, in Oakville, Washington. And there was a little clip attached to this article that I watched. And it was actually on Unsolved Mysteries. They actually pretty much addressed chemtrails on Unsolved Mysteries. That's what these people think it is. They think they're being sprayed by planes, which is most likely what it is. As we know, that happens over here, and it happens all over the world. On this Unsolved Mysteries thing, I just watched it a few minutes ago. It was pretty good. So, you know, I recommend you guys watch it. It's in today's blog. If you go to thelastamerican.org, all the things I'm talking about today are in our blog section. It's dated. It'll have today's date. And the topics we're going to cover today and that we've already touched on are all in there. A lot of the videos I refer to and some of the websites I want you to check out, the links will be right in there in the blog section. It's like a little follow along with the show. We try to be interactive with you, make things as easy as possible. A lot of the things we talk about, you know, it's best described by looking at pictures, looking at video for yourself rather than me just telling you. A lot of cases that's necessary, so that's why we set up that section. That's one of my favorite parts of the website, by the way. I love being able to actually show you guys the things I'm talking about. The way Phil had set up the philjahan.com with the audio files, it's really organized. I like it a real lot. And, you know, you can go in there and pick the show you want, and then you can just come to the website, pick the corresponding date in the blog, and you have all the material right there to follow along. It'll really help the information sink in for you. So, you know, in 1997, on August 7th, it started raining. Or it looked, at first they thought it was rain. And what was coming down in Oakville, Washington, was this gel-like substance. And it was splattering, you know, all over everything. And smearing everywhere, smearing on people's windshields. People went outside and grabbed it, you know, like off their porch or whatever, and they thought it was hail at first, but then when they grabbed it, they realized, you know, how much of a gelatin substance it was, okay? Now, if you've follow chemtrails at all, you know, you probably already got a bell ringing in your head that, you know, that's probably what this is, okay? And for those of you that don't know about chemtrails, we're going to get into that on the show, okay? We're really going to break that apart for you guys so you guys understand what they are. But I just want to touch on this specific incident for a few more minutes. In Oakville, Washington, guys, in 1997, okay, it started pouring or sleeting or hailing, they thought, this substance, okay? It was a gel-like substance, pitcher-like, little jelly blobs, really, clear jelly blobs, just, you know, falling down and smearing everything, okay? People started to get really sick, okay? Really, really sick. The hospitals were real busy. People had all sorts of, you know, respiratory issues and stuff like that. You know, all the vegetation and crops outside got ruined from this. And basically, you know, the only explanation I could come up for this is chemtrails. Now, Unsolved Mysteries, this is 1997, so this is, you know, 14 years ago, right? They actually mentioned it in the episode. I was very surprised. They said that some people think, you know, it might even be something, I forget how they worded it, but, you know, something dispersed from aircraft, which is against the law to test biological warfare in populated areas, blah, 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 blah. They really said that. I was like, wow, I couldn't believe that they said that. Okay. Guys, for those of you that don't know, all right, and for those of you that do, I want you to listen anyways, because we're going to have, we got some good stuff here today, okay? For those of you that don't know, when you look up at the sky, okay, and you see planes flying overhead, and you, as you remember, if you remember as a little kid looking up at jets, right, what do you remember seeing? You remember seeing like a white streak behind them, right? And then the white streak would kind of disappear as the plane would move forward. It would kind of always stay the same distance. Sometimes it'd be pretty long, though. But it would always kind of, you know, I'm kind of moving my hand slowly here. It would kind of just, you know, dissipate behind the airplane. Well, now if you look up in the sky, and I'm not saying every time. You'll still see some real ones, obviously. But now if you look up, and I know you guys have noticed this and probably didn't think anything of it. You'll notice that when they spray, or when this line comes out the back of them, it doesn't go away. It stays up there. And then in many cases, it actually widens out and spreads out and it covers the whole sky. If you notice, you know, a lot of the sunny days that you'll have in the morning and you're expecting a nice sunny day and then all of a sudden it'll be hazy out. Well, this is why, okay? You'll look up, guys. I just want to give you another example. And I'm going to throw some good pictures up in the blog later for you guys to see. I already got some stuff in there for you. If you look up, guys, sometimes you'll actually see these trails crisscrossing like a grid or like a tic-tac-toe board. Now, you tell me that the FAA would ever let two commercial jetliners crisscross like that within minutes of each other. It would just not happen. It would never, ever, 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 ever happen, guys, okay? What they're doing up there is they're spraying a few different things, mostly aluminum and barium salts, okay? They're spraying metals and dangerous salts. What it does, guys, it causes all sorts of respiratory illnesses. It kills vegetation. Now, when I say kill vegetation, I'm going to tell you about a specific case here, and this is how sneaky they are. The chemtrails actually tie in with the genetically modified food, okay? Now, the way this works, guys, is, as you know, the organic farmers in this country have a big uphill battle ahead of them. The establishment wants everything to be genetically modified, the whole planet pretty much. They want to control all the food from the seed right to the plate, everything in between. They're actually patenting food, okay? You're not going to be able to grow your own food. And what they're doing, guys, is the farmers that won't give in, okay? They won't give in to Monsanto and these other genetically modified food companies. They're actually spraying them with the chemtrails. They'll fly over their farms. And what are you going to do if you're a farmer? You can't put a dome over your whole farm, right? So they'll fly over the farm and they'll spray this stuff over it, okay? And then they'll come back a couple months later. Two Monsanto salesmen will be at your door. Who is it? And then they'll be like, Monsanto. And you open the door. Hey, can I help you? Yeah, we noticed that, you know, you had very low crop yields last season. And, you know, we're just trying to help out. And we know you're trying to survive. And we offer this aluminum-resistant, genetically modified soybean. Are you interested? And then at that point, the farmer is almost forced to deal with the devil. Because if he says no, his crops are just going to keep getting ruined. They're going to keep flying overhead. This is what they do. And if he says yes, well, now he's dealing with the devil. Now he's giving his family, all his friends, genetically modified food. It's not safe. He knows it. That's why he didn't want it in the first place. But in order to survive, now he has to give that food out to people. And that's what they're doing to people. You know, people will deny this to the fullest. They will. They'll act like you're nuts. They'll act like, well, a lot of people don't even have a clue about it. And some people that do will act like it does not exist, okay? It does exist. It goes on all the time. I took some great pictures with my own phone and my own camera. I've come outside and I've seen them crisscrossing, okay? Now, one of the reasons that, you know, a lot of people will say that they're doing this. Now, nobody's officially come out from the government or anything and said, oh, this is why we're doing this, or even admitted that they are doing it. But people that, you know, are your classic debunkers, let's say, okay? What they'll say, guys, is they'll say, you know, first off, they'll totally not acknowledge that it's even going on, all right? And The other thing is, they'll point to different laws and tell you that, you know, oh, they would never do that, you know, it's illegal. When in fact, that's not the case. There's actually a loophole. There's a law that allows U.S. citizens to be tested with biological weapons. You know, I kind of forgot where I was going for a second. Where I was trying to go with this is their biggest, you know, one of their biggest defenses of it, they'll say, is they're trying to combat global warming. They're trying to actually reflect the sun's dangerous rays back. Okay? That's absurd. First of all, if you could reflect the sun's rays back, how much stuff would it take in the sky to do that? I mean, seriously. You wouldn't even have enough. Second of all, guys, all right, global warming is a total fraud to begin with. You understand what I'm saying? Global warming is not man-made. It is natural, and it's not even as bad as they're hyping it up to be. Global warming is all about putting money in the pockets of a few extra wealthy people, such as Al Gore, Maurice Strong, the so-called father of the Green Movement, okay? The Green Movement is just a money-making, land-grabbing scheme. And you know what? We're going to get into this a lot, and we're going to do it on this episode, but I want to stick with chemtrails for a minute. But I just wanted to tell you the tie-in there and how absurd it is, okay? And we're gonna get into the details of global warming in a few minutes. But it is absolutely absurd to try and justify chemtrails by saying they're combating global warming when global warming isn't even real in the first place, and it's already been totally debunked. Global warming is a total fraud, okay? It's a total fraud. The whole premise on how it started had to do with a scientist named Benjamin Santer actually forging and leaving out summaries out of other scientists on the research, okay? He did that to make the research favorable to his opinion, to their opinion that it was man-made, when in fact that's not what the other scientists come up with. I mean, it's that bad. It's that much doctoring. Now, the thing with the chemtrails, guys, is a lot of people just don't see it, okay? And the other thing is I think a lot of people might see it. They don't really know what they're seeing, even after you tell them, and they're kind of scared to admit that they're seeing something because, man, think about everything else they believe in if they're not really awake yet. And then they learn about chemtrails and that the government would actually spray their own people with poisons. That's a lot for them to take in. It really is. But I got this great clip I'm going to play for you guys, okay? And what this is, it's a guy like me, okay, calling up a regular radio show. Not a show like this. A regular talk radio show, mainstream. He must be a regular caller because they know his name. They talk about his other calls. But he's telling them about chemtrails, it seems, often. And on this episode, he actually gets them to open up the phone lines and tell their listeners, if anybody sees any of this going on, to call in. And the phones start lighting up. All these people, probably most who were not so-called conspiracy theorists, okay? Even though I hate that word, and it's so bogus. Just the whole premise of it is bogus. But even people that you would not categorize as that are calling the station, and they're telling you that they see this. They see it all the time. They see these things crisscrossing. It appears the station is in eastern New York State. I live in Massachusetts, and a couple of the callers actually were from western Massachusetts. So I'm thinking it's just almost on the New York-Massachusetts border is where this was going on. I'm going to play that clip for you guys right now, and I just want you guys to listen. It's a few minutes. It's a great clip, man. It really is. And this is a good video, I think, for you guys to share. If you know about chemtrails and you're trying to get through to somebody that's really mainstream, show them this. Ease them in with this. Show them that it's okay to realize what's going on. And then later, I'm going to give you a movie that's, you know, most of you people in the research community already know it. So it's no hidden gem to you guys. But to anybody that hasn't, we're going to get into, you know, what in the world are they spraying? We're going to talk about that. I put the link in the blog for you guys. I want you guys to watch that later. If you haven't seen What in the World Are They Spraying yet, you need to see it. It's a great documentary about chemtrails. Okay, right now, guys, I'm going to play that radio clip for you. It's about 10 minutes. And again, yeah, it's PYX.
PYX 106 in Albany, New York. It's a clear channel station, okay? And they get lit up with chemtrail phone calls once they ask their callers to start looking for it. I'd like to do a follow-up and see if anything else has come out of this on that station, but take a listen. It's a good clip.
Waking up with the Wolf on PYX 106.
You know, we just got a call from Crazy Pete about chemtrails. Yep. And he said that this is going to be one of the worst days for chemtrails. And we all just went outside and looked up in the sky.
It is creepy.
It is really creepy. I mean, there's got to be...
I'm looking at 3 rows right now.
There is 3 rows there. There's another 3 going across the other way. There's 3 in the back coming over.
Right.
So does that mean like there's going to be more bad weather?
Well, Crazy Pete's on the phone. Peter.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on? Fill us in.
All right. I'm glad you guys put me through for my fellow non-chemtrail believers, because now you're seeing the obvious. Yesterday, total cleanup, fill tanker day. We're watching the map. The fires that are burning in Arizona, they use the jet stream. They bent that around, and that makes that area even hotter. I don't know if that's got to do with anything.
All right,
now it's our turn again.
Let's get back to the basics. What exactly is a chemtrail?
All right. A chemtrail is... What's in the chemtrails?
Yeah, what is it? I mean, okay, I'm looking.
Yeah, we see these lines.
Yeah,
what
the
are
lines
they?
In right. the sky. What are they?
All right. The argument is that these are contrails and they're water and stuff that's sprayed out by regular commercial airlines. These are sprayed, and if you watch them, they'll make the line across the sky, and then you'll see these things disperse, and your nice blue day, all right, your nice blue sky day, will turn into a complete sheet of white barium aluminum metal spray. That's what this is. It's going to block out your sunny day, and it's going to do what it's doing right now.
What?
And this is all over the U.S. This isn't just my phone call.
No.
My question is this. Why is this being done, number one? And also, when I looked up HAARP, okay,
yeah,
it said that it was airplane emissions. Is that, are you saying that it's some government deal?
Well, let me just say this, too. And if you're driving and you see these chemtrails, just so you know we're not nuts, give us a call and tell us what you see. 476-9799. Lovey just went outside and took a picture. I walked outside, and I am very always very skeptical about what Crazy Pete says.
I always thought he was like insane, but I'm believing it.
Wait a minute.
I'm trying to set you up with the facts.
Wait a minute. I went outside, and I counted no fewer than 15.
Wow. I just can't see 3 from where I'm sitting.
In the sky, and I have never seen that many. And then there was a plane going over at about 35, 36,000 feet, and you could see the chemtrail coming right out of the plane. Now, what is, people will tell you, I mean, you know, they'll say, wait a minute, that's just jet engine emissions.
Right.
Absolutely
How
not.
How can it be that bad crisscross the way that it is? I've never
look
seen
at,
it like
just
that
look,
either.
Just look at the patterns, the way they sync these up. They're GPS in a laser-guided line in the sky to make these, they have to cover certain areas. There's only so much dispersant that they can use. So they're like, all right, today, here. And then we don't see what goes on in Boston. We don't see what goes on in New York. These are other fleets of spraying going on. And this is just covered. It's just a constant bombardment of this stuff.
All right, hang on. Tim, what do you see?
Dude, I got to be honest with you. I just came out of the mountains, and I look. There must be 20 airplane lines everywhere.
Everywhere.
Why?
I swear to God, I'm like in Brunswick right now. I'm like, as he's talking about it, all this, it's all up in the sky.
I mean, Tim, have you ever seen it like this? I haven't.
It looks kind of weird, I got to say that.
Now,
yeah, and you guess what? You're breathing it in, so are your plants, so is your water. It's all
good.
Hopefully I get
high from it.
I wish they were spraying something that you can get high. You know, this isn't a get high.
What
is it for?
What are they spraying? Thanks, Tim, man. Appreciate it. What are they spraying, Pete, and what is the purpose?
That's the big question. What is it for? This is such an underground operation that nobody can really put their finger on what it's for. But I'll tell you what, I saw a map where they, and I actually sent it to you guys. I don't know if you looked at it. It said follow the storm was following these chemtrails. Before this storm was whipping off, I think it was off of Puerto Rico, you could see the lines on the radar, you know, 20, 30 lines, And then the storm actually steers its way into it. So it's kind of like it might be a marking device, and then they can use that HARP system to bend that air and then make those storms follow the way. Because then you can mark where the lines are going in the air and the weather.
But why would – well, first of all, let's take Brian. Brian, what are you seeing and where are you?
Hi, I'm down here in Caro, and my sky down here is almost already completely covered.
There you go.
Wow.
Bye-bye, blue sky.
Operation. It's probably cause for population control in the long run, causing cancer.
I love it. I love it, man. Tell him.
And that HARP program, I looked up about that a lot. That's creating holes in the ionosphere, changing everything. It's going to screw up everything.
So you see about 20 chemtrails where you are in Caro.
Oh, at least.
Or Caro, as we like to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm seeing about that right here. Thanks, Brian. Let's see what else people
now,
have.
Are you saying that this is going to be a tornado coming here?
No.
I'm saying if you check out what's going on, and you know what's great about this show? Now there's how many people that are going to be looking up all day, and I've been harping on this chemtrail thing for like 5 years. As soon as you start looking up and you start questioning this, mm-hmm. you're like, wait a minute, I drove to work and it was blue sky suntan. But by noon, no sun again, no plants will be growing, no, and I mean, this is going to fog this out to where it's like, and then you don't notice it. You're like, wow, it's kind of a gloomy white day.
Yeah,
it's not gloomy white. It's poison. It's sprayed poison.
Pete, I looked outside before, and I said, look how sunny it is. Today's going to be a beautiful day. And then all of us, remember that earlier?
Yeah.
And now, and also at home, my wife bought two hanging plants, right? She goes,
yeah.
I water each of them, the same thing. Why is one of them dying? Could that do?
It doesn't like you.
Yeah, it's weird that it's the one.
All right, hang on. Chad, where are you and what do you see?
Hi, I'm in Glens Falls and Queensbury, right on the border.
Okay.
And I've got blue skies in Glens Falls with a few lines, and over Queensbury is like 20, 30 lines.
Wow.
And it's
Yeah, man. This is right on. I can even guess now what days are going to be ridiculously like today's going to be.
I haven't seen Pete this happen. This is like Pete's porn.
I know, he's excited.
Yes.
You know?
Now, Chad.
Oh, I got it out right in the truck right now, video camera. You know, I don't need anything else but this because, you know what, my family thinks I'm nuts. I mean, most of the Capitol Land probably thinks I'm nuts. And they're like, dude, why do you spend time on this? And I spent 5 years on this, but now it's almost like a, you know what I mean? There you go. You explain it.
Now, yeah. Chad, have you ever seen anything like this in the sky the way it is right now?
No. When you guys are talking about it, I'm looking around for planes and stuff, and I saw one plane that was coming from, like, the Queensbury Airport.
Yeah.
And then I started looking around, and I pulled into a McDonald's, and they're everywhere.
Everywhere.
And I'm sitting, like, right on the border of Glens Falls and Queensbury, and there's one cross that goes, like, north-south, and another one that goes east-west, like,
yeah.
right on the border. It's weird.
It says it causes rhinosinusitis, congestion, and all kinds of weird stuff.
You Chad. Go, Ellen.
Well, I have.
Chad, thank you.
You go, Ellen.
All right, Noel.
Hey, picture this. Well, picture this. Let's say in the event somehow somebody wants to spray, like, let's just say population control. Everything's going a little wacky, and mm-hmm. you can't control with, you know, money. Everything flushes down the toilet. If this was some kind of bio-warfare or anything like that, how fast would it take to cover, say, New York State?
Not much.
Not much.
Noelle, where are you right now and what do you see?
I am in Malta and I see lines clear across the sky. I'll tell you, it's not the first time I've seen it, not mm-hmm. the first time I've heard of it. I used to think my brother was a kook because he can be a bit of a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
But it is so deliberate, and it is so disgusting how they will lie to our faces and tell us it's just emissions from planes when they're deliberate X's in the skies and
yep.
lines. You know, it's crazy. I don't know why we can't, you know, do something about it, but I hate how that everybody thinks, you know, the general public is just ignorant.
You know, Pete, we're going to have to take crazy off your name if you keep this up.
Oh, you can leave it on there now. It's on the fan page. I wish everybody would make a comment because I'm going to plaster that thing with chemtrail information. There's already some on there.
Yeah, you could get to we have a Facebook page up, which has got all sorts of information on it that you can get via pix106.com. We got a link to it right there. John, you're up. Where are you? What do you see?
I'm in Adams, Massachusetts, and I see a ton of freaking lines over here. Some of them look like H's, some of them look like T's.
Yeah.
That's what we've seen.
Yep.
That's all. You see the coverage they're getting? The coverage isn't, okay, I'm at the Rexford Bridge. Oh, there we go. There's tankers just annihilating. I'm right by the Rexford Bridge. It's just pouring. And I want to know this. I want to know where the funding's coming for all this goo. And I also sent photos and movies of what's in these chemtrail tankers. It's scary to even look at.
Duke, where are you and what do you see? Duke, you're up.
Actually, I see a bunch of lines, but I just saw a plane making a new one south of Saratoga. Looking to the southern sky, they're making a new one.
Yeah. I saw...
This is great, man. Mobile chemtrail watch from people all over the place. Thank you, God.
Yeah, they're not... Look, there's maybe one or two planes up there, but there is so many lines. There's no way the planes can crisscross like that. Right. There's no way that they would do that.
I don't think our airport's that busy that they're flying out at that rate.
I thought I saw Courtney Love trying to snort them.
Okay, guys, that was that pretty much wraps up that clip there. That was a regular mainstream radio station taking all callers, just calling in about chemtrails. So, you know, if you've seen this, don't be afraid to talk about it, guys. You're not crazy. You're not imagining things. You're not being paranoid. This is really going on, and it's been proven, guys. You know, like I said, I want you guys to watch What in the World Are They Spraying when you have time tonight, if you can. Try and watch that tonight. It's a great movie on this. And you'll see them actually testing the air. I mean, testing the, testing what's coming down out of the air and what's in the rainwater. They test the rainwater. You know, it's only supposed to have so many parts per million of aluminum. It's something really small, like 5. And it's got like 250,000 parts per million of aluminum. I'm serious. That much. Okay? That's what, 25%? 25% aluminum, the air you breathe? I'm not saying that is everywhere, but where they tested it. I believe they were in Hawaii for this movie. I think they were in a few locations. But this is going on everywhere. More in populated areas than not. You know, I live on the East Coast. And I see it all the time. Okay, I don't live near a farm. So there is other agendas besides what I was telling you about the farm. And they're just doing it on the population like it's no big deal. And most people are oblivious to it. And they have actually been trained, conditioned to tell you you are nuts if you talk about it. But you're not nuts. It's going on. I guarantee you, if you go outside today and look around for like a half hour, you'll see a couple of them, okay? A regular contrail, guys, disappears. These ones stay up there. They spread out, and they almost look like clouds sometimes. Weird-shaped clouds, right? Think about it. Or stripes in the sky. Big, fat stripes in the sky. Like, how did that get there? Why is that cloud like a big, long line? Because it's not a cloud. That's aluminum and barium salts. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the procedure itself, about the people that do it. What they do, guys, and we don't know for sure exactly what's on these planes. I mean, it's been speculated that they carry so many tankers and they can spray this many gallons, this, that, and the other thing. But we do know that one of the companies that does some of the spraying for them is Evergreen Airlines. It's a CIA front company. And, you know, guys, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Evergreen Airlines. We're going to talk about how one of their employees slipped up and admitted to spraying the population. And then we're going to dive into the global warming for about an hour. We're going to really pick that thing apart, okay? So stick with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Brian Stavely Show here on The Last American Radio Broadcast. Okay, everybody. Thank you for staying with us during that brief break. When we left off, we were talking about Evergreen Airlines, okay? Evergreen Airlines is a CIA front company to spray the chemtrails on the population. Now, a few months back, a pilot for Evergreen Airlines was in a bar in Michigan somewhere. I actually wrote down the name of the town. Let me see if I can find it. I actually wrote down the name of the place it happened. Well, anyways, he was in a bar in Michigan. And trying to impress some woman, he told her that I'm a pilot for the, I do work for Evergreen Airlines, and we work for the CIA, and I spray chemicals on the population, okay? And he told the woman this in the bar, and she came out and told people, and it got around the alternative media for a little bit. You don't really hear too much of it now, but it kind of let the cat out the bag a little bit about what they are, and a lot of people started to really look into them, and that is exactly what they are. And if you go to their website, and I put that in our blogs. Go to thelastamerican.org, go to our blog section, and the very first story you're going to see at the top is today's show. And, you know, there's a couple links in there, and one of them, it says it's for this website for the Evergreen Airlines. And go there. Right on their website, guys. Right on their own website, it says that they do weather modification. It says markets, firefighting, oil spill containment, weather modification, and biochemical decontamination. And there's even a picture of one of their planes spraying stuff out of it. Okay. Yeah, firefighting my butt, okay? That might be one of their covers that they use so they can justify having these aerosol sprayers on their ship or on their plane or whatever. But we know what it's really for. It's to spray aluminum and barium and other deadly chemicals on the population. And if you think they wouldn't do that, guys, do some research. Because they've been caught doing it in the past. Yes, they've sprayed U.S. citizens. I don't know exactly what year or what city, but it's been done before a couple times. It's been done in other countries. It's been done in the U.K. more recently than us. Okay? It happens. Now they do it all the time. And to use global warming as an excuse, it's just absolutely a fraud. Okay? Because global warming doesn't exist. Okay? Now I'm going to talk a little bit about global warming. You know, the whole way global warming started, this whole global warming thing, this whole movement, this whole green movement, there was a panel of scientists that were looking into it to see whether it was man-made or whether it was natural. And, you know, when they did their reports and their, you know, analysis or whatever, and I'm sure there was pages and pages and pages and pages and pages, you know, one of them was actually corrupted. His name is Benjamin Santer, and he was bought off by a guy named Maurice Strong, who we'll get into more in a minute. He's the key figure here. Okay, Maurice Strong paid off Benjamin Santer, and Benjamin Santer took the documents that everybody had done their work on global warming on, and he actually deleted different parts of them, deleted different summaries to make the work more favorable to him and Maurice Strong's agenda, which would be that it is a man-made problem. So that is what they pretty much made the perception become by everybody in the world. I mean, pretty much everybody believes, not everybody now, but a lot of people still believe that global warming is man-made. And that's allowed them to make it the hugest cash cow you could ever imagine. All these products that are more green now, and it's just everything, guys, everything. They're grabbing land off people in the name of the green movement. You know what I'm saying? It's all about making money, and it's all about grabbing land. It really is. And these guys make a fortune off of it. Everything goes up because of global warming, because you can charge more for fuel. You can tax on food. You can tax on – they're even going to tax you on the air you exhale, okay? Carbon dioxide, what plants use to breathe. Yes, they are really going to tax you on that. You know, and for those of you that say, well, what about Al Gore? Well, Al Gore is a bold-faced liar, okay? Al Gore knows the global warming is not man-made, but Al Gore is thinking with his pocket, and he is trying to cash in. And if you guys don't think he has a serious plan to make a ton of dough, you better think again. Because the global warming, okay, they're going to pass these carbon taxes. And Al Gore actually owns the biggest carbon tax company in the United States. He's going to be selling carbon credits, okay? And the way that works is, let's say I'm a big company like, let's say, McDonald's, okay? Let's just use low numbers to make it easy. Say I waste 100 barrels of toxic waste, so, you know, carbon dioxide, whatever they want to tax me on. Let's say I do 100 barrels of it a year, okay, and the limit is 100. Now, let's say you only do 20 a year because you're a small company, but your limit's still 100. Well, then I can buy the other 80 barrel credit worth off of you, so then I can pollute another 80 barrels as long as you're not polluting. I can buy those off of you. Now, the person that's in the middle of this is going to be Al Gore. You get it how it works now? You understand why global warming and why he hypes it up? He's going to make billions of dollars off of this. Seriously, this guy's going to be so rich, it's going to be ridiculous. He's going to be the biggest carbon trader in the United States. And Maurice Strong's got a similar thing going on another part of the world, okay? They're going to be trading carbon credits. Think about it. They're going to make billions of dollars
kind of like how the billions are made on fiat currency just out of the air. This is really made out of the air. I mean, like, out of nothing. They're just going to make billions of dollars. It's going to be unbelievable. Unbelievable. And he's got all these people believing that the Earth's getting too hot and, you know, everything's going to melt and we're going to have this big catastrophe and all this nonsense. It's all just to go, you know, a few more steps closer to global warming. To have everybody, you know, it's pathetic, okay? The real pathetic thing is, guys, that this whole thing's been exposed. This whole thing's been exposed, and I still hear advertisements advertising, you know, global warming and staying green and all this stuff, and talking about man-made global warming and how it's a problem. It's such a farce, guys. It's such a farce, the whole thing. The whole thing. It's all just to make money. Think about it. Think about every product that when they go green, supposedly, it's always more money, right? They just use that so they can make more money on everything. These people are greedy. All right, this, you know, we could go on for a while about this. And, you know, there's a couple of things I want to recommend to you guys. Now, first off, before I recommend this, I want to say I do not totally agree with everything this person says, and I don't know where he stands. But the Jesse Ventura episode of Conspiracy Theory, where they talk about global warming, it's a great start for you guys. If you guys watch that and then do your own research off of what you see on there, you'll learn a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that went on that you know, we weren't being told about. The other thing, and I also put that in the blog, guys. That's in the blog, all right? Yeah, if you guys look into global warming, I mean, just think about it like this. The very thing that it was based off of is fudged paperwork. Some guy bought off another guy to fudge the paperwork and delete a bunch of stuff that, you know, went the other way. So how could you trust any of it? You can't. It's bogus. And it's going to be one of the biggest scams of all time. Really, think about it. How much money do you think Al Gore is going to make off this? He's going to be unstoppable. He's going to have so much money, it's going to be unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's probably why he was laughing and didn't care when he didn't win the presidency. First off, he probably knew he wasn't going to win it. He knew he was the fall guy. And second off, he had this thing waiting in the wings, you know? I don't care. I'll just go finish my carpet trading business and get that thing off the ground. This guy's going to make so much money off of it. It is ridiculous, guys. Ridiculous. I put the video for the Chemtrail radio show. I put the What in the World Are We Spraying? And I put that conspiracy theory video. They're all in the blog, guys. When I get off the air, a little later on today, I'm going to throw some more pictures in there of chemtrails for you guys to see. I've got ones that looks like a tic-tac-toe board in the skies, guy, okay? There's no way the planes would ever, ever, ever fly in that pattern, unless it was some sort of air show, okay? Seriously. We're gonna wrap it up with that stuff for now, but we're not done yet. We got a few more things we want to touch on. There's a petition out there. This is good. I like this one. You guys know Megan Fox. She's a reporter for Fox News. Well, she went on the Bill O'Reilly show, I guess. Or maybe the Bill O'Reilly came on her show. And said that, you know, the thing that this UC Officer Davis did, you know, the pepper spray guy. That, you know, all the flack he's taken for it, all the hubbub, she called it. It's all unwarranted. Can you believe that? Unwarranted. So now, I like this. There's a petition that's been put out, and over 40,000, they're looking for 50,000. They've got like 47,000 people have signed it to make her take some pepper spray to the face. She had a bunch of ignorant comments. She said how it's just a food product and it doesn't bother you. Yeah, well, why do they use it then? Why do the police take this food product and put it in cans and spray it on people if it's just a food product? She wants you to think like it's like spraying orange juice in somebody's eyes or something. No. It's not like that at all, lady. So all these people have signed this petition. They want to see her get maced. Obviously, that's not going to happen. I mean, she's some online petition isn't going to get her to go stand in front of a mace can and get sprayed in the face. But it's just funny that it shows people that, you know, let's see you take it, lady. Seriously. Seriously. Because it does hurt. All right? You know, like I said before, you know, we did a whole show on this. I don't know if that's real or if that was fake. Who knows if that was just colored water or mace? Because those people didn't seem to react too bad as you would think they would, with that stream of mace flying in their face. But like I said, either way, real or fake, it's still to condition you in the same way and to make you accept that, to make you realize that that is the normal behavior now, and to make you discouraged from speaking out, to make you discouraged from being a real journalist, from make you discouraged from using your right of freedom of assembly. That's what that is for. So it doesn't matter if it's real or fake. It's conditioning you the same way. Obviously, to the victim, if it is a victim, it matters. But what if it's actors? I don't know. But when I did watch it, and I beg you to go watch it again. And if any of you guys have been maced, you know it hurts. All right? Now, some people are immune to it. But if you're not, you know how bad it hurts. And you can't see. And you got to rub your eyes. And you don't see any of that going on here. I'm not saying it's not real. I'm just saying if it isn't real, or if it is, it doesn't matter. Okay, so whatever side of the fence you're on with this incident, because we know that a lot of these protests, it's a lot of controlled opposition, and they have staged a lot of stuff. And that does look like something they might stage. But it might be real, too. And if it's real, you know, that, what a loser that guy is, right? And if it's fake, what a loser he is, too. Either way, it's an attack on us. It's an attack on our liberty. It is. It really is. You might not look at it that way, but this is an attack on our freedom and liberty. It's time to stand our ground. We can't have this. What? We're not allowed? So they're just allowed. If you guys don't even know what that was about, okay, they raised the tuition rates a real lot over there. So the students were protesting. It wasn't over nothing. They didn't just go sit out there to start trouble. They had a reason to protest, and it was a valid one. Schools just decided to hike the rates. Okay, well, we're going to protest. And then you got peaceful protesters sitting on the ground, and this guy's macing them in the face. They want you to see that image. Whether real or fake, doesn't matter. They want you to see the image. You saw the image, and that's what they want you to accept. Okay? They want you to think that is normal behavior. And this woman on Fox, all right? I'd love to see her get pepper sprayed in the face. Why don't we line up Bill O'Reilly, too, while we're at it, that friggin' numbskull. You want to talk about fake patriots? Bill O'Reilly is the biggest example of a fake patriot that I can think of, maybe besides Alex Jones. Bill O'Reilly, I mean, they're they're cut from the same cloth. they're a lot different in their ways of doing it, but they're both fake patriots, okay? You know who the real patriots are? People like you. That aren't afraid to stand up, that want the real information, that don't get distracted by the smokescreen of the big name celebrity with the microphone and the camera studio, or the megaphone, or you know the big radio show, the big YouTube channel, or you know the big show on Fox or any of that. Don't let that distract you. It's good that you found some real, you know, something real to listen to. I got one more thing I want to touch on today because there's some new news in it. And it's a topic that we've discussed before. And, you know, that's Muslim discrimination. And there's another, you know, big example of it that just reared its ugly head in the last, you know, day or two. And that's this nurse named John Benitez, okay? And this happened in Michigan, in a suburb of Detroit. And, you know what he was fired for? You guys are gonna, you know, I almost lost my head when I heard this one. He was fired for treating Muslim patients. Can you believe that? He was fired for treating Muslim patients. His boss actually told him that, listen, the women here aren't gonna want you, you know, touching them. Because you're a male nurse, and you know none of the Muslim women are going to want you touching them, so you have to stop treating all Muslims. You're not allowed to treat any Muslims when they walk into his clinic or his doctor's office or whatever it is. Are you serious? Is that like not the, some of the worst discrimination you heard of? You're not going to treat Muslims under the premise that you think they're going to be offended by this doctor, that his nurse touching them? Now, listen. He's even talking about regular patients that know that this guy is a male nurse that works there, and they go there anyways. It's by their choice. They can go to another doctor. They're obviously not that offended if they still go there all the time, and they do. And so this guy, he did the right thing. He did what I would have done. He did what any real American would have done. He is a real patriot. This is a good example. He is a real patriot. His boss, a fake patriot. Now, he did the real thing. And he kept taking more Muslim patients in. Of course he did. He kept treating more and more and more of them. All right? He wouldn't turn anybody away. If people are sick, he's going to treat them. And guess what happened? He got fired. Okay? The first thing is he got warned not to treat the Muslim patients. I might have told the story a little wrong. He got warned, do not treat them. They don't want you touching them, yada, 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 because they're Muslim. 2 weeks went by. He kept taking the patients in, and then he got canned for it. He got canned for taking in patients from a certain ethnic background. Can you think of any more discrimination than that? Being a doctor and turning people away because of their religious background, because they're Muslim. I said ethnic background. I should have said religious. Could you think of anything more discriminatory than that? Huh? Can you think of it? Now, he's suing his boss, and obviously I think he should. I hope some of the patients sue this bastard too. I mean, seriously. I told you guys how sick I am of Muslim discrimination before. It was all built up over a staged event that Muslims had nothing to do with, okay? Stop it. Stop discriminating against these people. You're discriminating against like a third of the people in the world or whatever the percentage is for no reason at all. You guys did this yourselves. And you're going to blame Muslims for it? Stop it. Everybody out there that's listening, please stop hating on Muslims. They did nothing to you. Now you're hating on them. You're the evil one. Yes, you're evil if you're hating on them. They didn't do anything to you, and you're too shallow to look into the facts, and you're going to hate on them rather than find out what really happened. And Muslims had nothing to do with it, okay? Nothing. 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 You know what did? Oil, money, opium, lithium, greed. Had nothing to do with Muslims. The only thing Muslims had to do with 9/11 is, they happen to live where we want to drill, okay? That's about it, and a lot of them are going to die for it. And that's sad. It's sad, and it's sad that people don't give a crap about it. We didn't kill one or two civilians. We didn't even kill 10 or 20. We didn't even kill 100 or 1,000. We didn't even kill 100,000. We killed 1.5 million civilians in the last 10 years. 1.5 million civilians. And you tell me how that's a smart bomb, huh? You can't kill 1.5 million people in 10 years by accident. You can't. And if you think you can, then you need some medical attention, because 1.5 million is so many people. You can't kill 1.5 million people by accident over the course of 10 years. You can't. Now, maybe 1,000, which is still a lot, you could. Maybe even 10,000, because you're dropping a lot of big stuff and there's other people around other places, I guess. But to kill 1.5 million people, that's intentional, okay? For those of you that don't know, all the things we would call war crimes, like bombing schools and medical centers and water supplies, we do all that, okay? We do all that to people in the name of restoring peace. This is crazy. We're just taking over everything. We want to run the world, okay? And that's why I think China and Russia are in cahoots with us. I really do. I really think they're in cahoots with us. I don't think there's this great tension. I think they all realize, from example of the Cold War and other things, that if they pretended to be enemies, they could both sit there, all three of them sit there, and build up their arms into these great superpowers. And, you know, at that point, who's going to want to oppose any one of them? Because why hasn't Russia or China ever stepped in yet? We always think they're going to step in and cause World War III and tell us to back away. And why don't they want any of those resources? I'll tell you my theory. My theory is when we go in these countries like Iran and Afghanistan, all right, the reason China and Russia don't step in, because they are controlled by the same people we are controlled by, but also I bet you they're getting secret oil deals out of it. I bet you China and Russia are getting oil deals from the countries that NATO and America supposedly, you know, go into, you know, restore peace, yada, 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 and we all know they're taking oil. Well, they're probably shipping it direct to China. I bet you they are. It wouldn't surprise me at all, okay? It really wouldn't. This guy, Benitez, you know, he's going to sue in district court, the guy that got fired for the for serving Muslims at the doctor's office. He's going to sue in federal court, and I hope he wins, because, you know, we need a big landmark victory against all this discrimination. Maybe that'll tone it down a little bit, you know what I mean? Some people just never see the light. You can just tell already who, you know, which ones are going to get all out and crazy, and which ones are going to—it's crazy. I think that's pretty much all I wanted. All I wanted to touch on today. The thing with the global warming, guys. If you guys don't know, you know, look into the global warming. Watch the video I posted. Do a little research on it. If you really think global warming is real and man-made, just look at all the people that stand to make money from it. I want you to look at Al Gore. And I want you to look at Maurice Strong. Google those two people. Google the word carbon credits and Al Gore and Maurice Strong. And see what you see. Al Gore has a big company. I think it's based in Chicago. That's going to be, you know, one of the world's biggest at, you know, trading carbon credits. And, of course, you know, making a ton of dough on top of it. That's what it's all about, guys. It's not about the environment, okay? It's not about the environment. And if you went by, you know, our education system and what they teach our kids in grade school, you would think everything's about the environment, because they put the environment before the human being. Think about that. In grade school, your kids get taught that the environment, you know, is the almighty and important thing. And it's not the human. You know, I wonder, whoa. It really should be called the miseducation system. And we're going to do a show on that one day coming up soon. I think maybe this week. I'd love to do, well, this week coming up. Today's Friday, so we don't really have any more days this week. But, you know, starting Monday. You know, we've never really done a show on the education system and how flawed it is. But I really think we should. There's a lot of interesting history behind it. Okay, there's a lot of interesting history behind our education system, and it is there to basically keep you under control, keep you dumbed down. You know, we could talk about that for a whole week, probably. Honestly, we really could. We could talk about that for a whole week. Who knows? Maybe we will at some point. I'd love to get a copy of eighth grade history book and just go over some of that with you guys. Maybe we could do that somehow. I'll find a cheap copy somewhere, and we'll go through some of the stories in there one week. It'll be like, you know, revisionist history. We'll go through history and just, you know, we'll revise. We'll change the textbooks and change them into truth, and look how much different they are. Because it's comical. I could only imagine looking at the September 11th propaganda and the Iraq War propaganda in these books, and about how Saddam had these crazy weapons of mass destruction and all this. I could only imagine what's in them. All right, guys. You know, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. We kind of covered a lot of stuff today. We kind of jumped all over the place. Like I said, guys, listen. Go to thelastamerican.org, okay? Go to the blog section and, you know, open another window and go to our archive section. And then, you know, you can listen to the show. Well, you're already listening to the show, obviously, but you can listen to the show in the archive. And if you go to our blog section and, you know, the first show right there on the top as of today, obviously it'll get bumped down every day, but they're all dated. It'll have today's date, 11/25/11, and all the content we went over is there. I mean, not all of it, because a lot of it's my personal research and it's in my head, but the videos we talked about are there. You can watch them. You don't have to search around the internet for them. Just go to thelastamerican.org, go to the blog section, and just match up the date with the show that you're listening to, and, you know, you'll have a lot of good material in front of you. That's all I'm saying. Do that for any show. Go back, look at some of my 9/11 shows and look at the material that goes with that. I put a lot of stuff in there. Some of the shows have more than others. I put the link to Evergreen Airlines in there for you guys today. I put the video of the global warming stuff I wanted you guys to look at. I put a few other things in there. So just make sure you check that out from time to time. I'm not sure if Mike DeMann is coming on today. If he does, we'll make an announcement. If not, maybe he'll be on tomorrow or soon. We'll make an announcement when he does. I will be back Monday at the same time at 12 noon. And once again, thanks everybody for listening. You've been listening to the Brian Stavely Show here on the Last American Radio Broadcast. Thank you, everybody.